The rule imposed by the DNR required hunters in certain parts of the state to kill an antlerless deer before they could take a buck. While the agency backed off from the rule this year, Governor Walker says it's important for hunters to know it will not come back.
This makes it crystal clear that earn a buck is no longer the policy and will not be the policy in the future.
Opponents argue the rule is needed to effectively control deer populations. Walker also signed a bill Friday that allows uncased and unloaded weapons to be transported in a vehicle and allows weapons to be used from a stationary vehicle.
It makes it easier for those hunting in terms of, and I know this myself in the past, getting it out even off of just moving from one end of property to another. Making sure it's easier in terms of transporting a firearm to that point.
Governor Walker also signed one of the first special session bills to make it to his desk. The legislation brings Wisconsin into compliance with federal law regarding the tax treatment of health care coverage for a child on a parent's insurance.
This is one of those things where not only is it tax savings to those individuals who receive that benefit, but it's really about making sure that the state law parallels the federal law, which for both individuals and for businesses is incredibly important.
Walker says he plans to sign other special session bills next week. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.